good morning. The front that brought all the rain and the mild air to the region over the last couple of days is sweeping off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, the wind has flipped around to the northwest and is becoming gusty, and it's also driving in colder air from the Great Lakes in southern Canada. So temperatures this morning, while starting out from the mid-30s to the mid-40s, will only drop during the day as that wind increases and gusts over 20 to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values will be back into the teens before day's end as temperatures drop into the 20s and lower 30s. As we get into the night tonight, high pressure will take over, and that's going to keep it dry. The wind will tend to diminish overnight, and temperatures will drop quickly. Readings will be back into the single digits in the mountains and lower teens in the valleys. This will set us up for a dry, cold day on Saturday. With high pressure locked in, we'll look for some sunshine to start. High clouds will stream in from the south with a disturbance well off to our south and west, so that could filter out a little bit of the sunshine, and temperatures will only manage to get back into the mid-20s. That high will be locked in through the holiday weekend, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. We'll rebound a bit back to the lower 30s, and with mostly sunny skies on Monday, highs will be in the middle and upper 30s. A couple of weak disturbances will head in our direction for the middle of next week. Clouds will come back in on Tuesday and Wednesday. We do run the risk of a few rain showers as temperatures warm even more and back into the lower to mid-40s. It stays in the 40s even as we dry out by Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the focus this weekend will shift from the extreme weather out west to the middle of the country, as a major winter storm is in the forecast from western Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley. With a large Arctic high-pressure area settling across the north-central U.S. and Great Lakes, a steady supply of sub-freezing temperatures in the lowest levels of the atmosphere will be in place. At the same time, a warmer and moist flow of air will be lifted above the cold air, creating an environment favorable for widespread freezing rain. Ice storm warnings are in effect from the Texas Panhandle to southern Illinois, including Wichita, Kansas City, and St. Louis, with freezing rain advisories in Oklahoma City, Indianapolis, and Cincinnati. Ice amounts in excess of a half inch are possible in some areas, which is enough to cause severe travel disruptions and power outages. Where the cold air is deeper, snow is likely on the north side of the shield of precipitation, and winter storm watches are in effect from eastern Colorado into central Illinois, including Omaha and Des Moines. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 16 degrees with a west wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 25, 60% relative humidity, a west wind at 17 gusting to 21 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.33 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 34 below zero at Loma, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, windy, colder, temperatures falling through the 40s. In Boston, mostly sunny and colder, windy, with temperatures falling into the 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 49, that's 27 degrees above normal. 3/10 of an inch of rain yesterday, no snow though, still just 9/10 of an inch for the month, which is 6.0 inches below normal. And with 15.3 inches of snow for the season, we are still 8.4 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 71 set in 1932, and the record low 18 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:45 p.m. 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, windy and turning colder today, with temperatures falling through the 20s. mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight, 0 to 10 above, below 0 in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy, and turning colder today with temperatures falling through the 40s and 30s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight and lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, turning colder with a few snow showers today, temperatures falling into the 20s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning colder today, temperatures falling through the 30s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning colder today with temperatures falling through the 30s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight, lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy but still cold, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, a touch milder on Monday in the middle to upper 30s. Back to more clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with the risk of rain showers lower to mid-40s and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.